I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Two more Alabama counties say they will issue wedding licenses following the legalization of same-sex marriage nationwide. Both Houston and Henry counties have refused to issue any licenses because of gay marriage. But the Dothan Eagle reports that probate judges in both counties say they will now issue marriage licenses to anyone. The change came at the end of a 25-day window in which the U.S. Supreme Court could have reconsidered its decision. Conservative groups are asking the Alabama Supreme Court to follow anti-slavery precedents from the 1850s and resist gay marriage. Most of Alabama counties are issuing marriage licenses to anyone, gay or straight. A community task force is meeting tomorrow in Baldwin County to try to find more money for local schools. Voters shut down a tax referendum a few months ago. That left Baldwin County's school system to brainstorm ideas for more funding. They created a task force to analyze the school system's operations. Terry Burkle is the director of the Baldwin County Education Coalition and is part of the task force. She says the leadership team has several priorities they will address.
They will focus on identifying recommendations that they feel are sound and that the majority of the citizens of Baldwin County would be willing to get behind and embrace support to move us forward.
The task force will be transparent to taxpayers in Baldwin County. The meeting is set for tomorrow evening at Robertsdale High School. Alabama education professionals are attending this week's mega conference in Mobile. More than 2,000 individuals are pre-registered for the event. The conference provides opportunities to help educators enhance their job skills. It also runs until Friday. Dr. Linda Felton-Smith is a director of the Office of Learning Support for the Alabama Department of Education. She says they had more than 600 people provide presentations.
All of the people attending the conference will be energized, enthused, and ready to greet and work with their students when they return for the 15-16 school year.
Smith says the conference will help attendees be more than prepared to help students when they return to the school for the upcoming school year. A 40% chance of a late thunderstorm in the Tennessee Valley with lows in the lower 70s tonight. A 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms in central Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-70s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 93 in Mobile, 88 in Tuscaloosa, and 90 in Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.